It is time for the Ken's Corner podcast to get started. Let's talk to him, Queen. Jersey, stand up. U-N-I-T-Y. Flavor U-N-I-T-Y. Unit.
Brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring wrath to those who
don't call me out like my name, baby.
That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-T-Y. You gotta let him know.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Yeah, we need a little unity out here today. But let's go ahead and get it started. Testing 143, 143. It's all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast. And I am your host, Ken. And I just want to welcome you to episode number 44 of the Ken's Corner podcast. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to listen to me on this Tuesday. Yes, man, what a great weekend. What a great weekend. Going to get into all of that. If you're a first-time listener, thank you. If you've been with this journey, thank you. The numbers flatline, so we got to go ahead and get more people out there to listen. So this is what I need you to do. If you're listening to this podcast, whatever service that you use or whatever provider that you're using, I need you to download. I need you to subscribe first. Subscribe. Then I need you to download. I need you to stream. And I need you to really share. When you see it on social media, please share. Please stream. Tell four people. Tell four people, hey, listen to the Ken's Corner podcast. So if everybody out there, tell four new people to listen to the Kids Corner podcast, the numbers will start to continue to rise. But, you know, I'm going to celebrate my successes, and I'm going to celebrate and let you know when things are not doing well and I flatlined. So I just want to make sure that we continue to grow. I like to welcome everybody across the world that listen to in various countries and all over, man. You, again, I love you so much. You can find me and follow me on all social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ken's Corner. So you can find, type in Ken's Corner, you can find me. So please follow. So when you get notifications, and I need to do a better job of interacting. That's what I don't do. No, I will admit I don't do that. So maybe that's one thing I can do to get the numbers up a little quicker, is to interact with a few people. So I'm going to start doing that. And you can also reach me at my, drew a blank. You can also reach me and interact with me at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. So let's go ahead and get started. What I did over the weekend, went to see a friend in need, and there's nothing more humbling than seeing a friend, man, when they need you. And I have a friend who is battling cancer right now. And so a group of my brothers, and I consider them brothers, we all came from different parts of the country, from Houston, from Atlanta, from Tulsa, and I mean, I'm coming from Ohio. Another guy came from Ohio, and we all converged on Louisville, Kentucky, and just spent time with our friend. And we are claiming victory. We are claiming victory. And, you know, actually today, one of his tests, you know, he did much better on this test. And, yeah, he didn't, you know, we were just happy. And just being able to heal, being able, when I say heal, although we were there for him, you know, we ministered to each other. Man, we was able to, as black men, just sit up and talk and cry and pray and just talk crap and just, man, just have a real good time. So it's nothing, you know, more important than a friend. You know, the Bible says that, you know, no greater love than he who gives lay his life down for a friend. And so being able to be there for my friend, you know, meant everything to me. So I love you. Love you, Dallas, man. We're here for you. Going to continue to keep you encouraged. Continue to keep you, yeah, just fighting, man. Just continue to fight, man, because we love you. And so, and again, if you have someone out there that you love, please make sure that you tell them that you love them. And more so than tell them, you show them. You know, love is an action word. It's not just saying I love you. It's an action word. So please show the person love. So we believe, man. We believe, we believe, we believe, we believe, we believe. So all of those out there who are listening, man, just please say a prayer for Dallas, man. Just say a prayer for Dallas for healing. And, yeah, and to his family, you know, to his mom, his dad, you know, stepfather, sister, niece, you know, everybody who has, you know, been taking care. And that's another thing. When someone is taking care of someone, they need, you know, ministering help too. So just making sure that you just meet the whole family's needs. So, yeah, love you, man. Love you. Man, the XFL, the XFL started. And it was really good football, man. Really good football. So I am from Ohio, so Ohio doesn't have a team. So I am claiming the team out of Houston, man. So that's the team I'm rolling with. So once I roll with a team, I stay with them, man. So that's what I'm, you know, just like with the, I think it was the three-headed monsters and the big three. For me, I'm going with the Houston Roughnecks. So yeah, the Houston Roughnecks. I like it because the Houston Oilers. It was a throwback to the Houston Oilers symbol. So yeah, so that's what I'm rolling with. So I'm gonna start getting acclimated to the team and to the players and just root for them, just like I cheer for my freaking Browns every freaking year and freaking get disappointed. And today was supposed to be the day where you can. I was seeing on Instagram and Twitter and through social media people having their brooms, standing their brooms up, and I couldn't stand my broom up. So I don't know if I just got a janky broom or, you know, that's something you don't buy too often as a new broom. So my broom got to be over. My broom got to at least be close to dang on there 10 years old. That's a long time. I don't know how often you go out and just buy brooms. And so I don't know if my broom is old, if it has arthritis or, you know, just need to rub some Robitussin on it to get his joints together, because my broom didn't stand up. And I'm watching everybody else, you know, from old straw brooms to broom, because my broom is angled, and I see other people with brooms that are angled. And so supposedly today was you can do this once a year, the gravitational pull was so great that you can stand the broom up. And so I've been for the past 10 minutes trying to stand a freaking broom so I can take my picture and post it, but my broom won't stand up. So right now I have it leaning against the cabinet. I think I'm going to put a crutch on my broom and then that way so my dang on broom can stand. And I want to have fun, and I want to interact with everyone else out in the United, you know, with broom. So yeah, that's not happening. One of the things that has concerned me, before I do that, let me pay the bills. Hey, everybody. Do you like podcasts such as the Joe Rogan Experience, My Favorite Murder, or better yet, the Ken's Corner podcast? Well, let's go to Stitcher, man. Stitcher has given me the opportunity to offer something to you. Now, you can sign up today, and it can be $4.99 a month, or it can be $34.99 annually. But if you sign up today with Stitcher, put in my promo code Ken, capital K, capital E, capital N, you will get 1 month free from Stitcher. So please subscribe to Stitcher Premium, and you can get exclusive shows and ad-free streaming. Yes. And again, use my promo code, capital K, capital E, capital N, for 1 month free from Stitcher Premium. I don't care how many times I like doing that. So, and yeah, they shot your boy out, so I'm good with that. Back to what I was saying. For those of you who don't believe in the political, now, I do, let me preface. I do believe that you can be suspicious of an institution because historically an institution has shown you that they are against you. So I can understand those people who are suspicious from the African-American community with the government, because historically the government, the United States government, to be specific, has not shown us the best of times since we've been in the United States. They haven't been very hospitable. You know, they haven't, you know, from the how we were even brought to this land and then every turn since, to show us that they don't want us here. That part I get. However, we live here and there's a system that we just have to operate in. And part of that system to operating in is voting. And so I'm not going to go the route of the emotional route that most African Americans take when discussing voting, is that our ancestors died so that you can have the right to vote. And while that is all well and true, the stance I want to make is you can't have it both ways. If you live within this society, voting touches every aspect of your life. It just does. And when you do not exercise your right to vote, for me, it's hard to have a very intellectual conversation about some of the inequities that you may face, because you are not participating in the system in order to get equity done. And so the retort to that will be, they will show other societies who, and other cultures who, through in other areas of the world, not necessarily the United States, have done things to kick people out of that society to therefore form their own and have their own type of government. That is not always applicable in the United States. So with that being said, Donald Trump released a $4.8 trillion budget that plans to boost defense and cut social programming. Now, social programming such as Medicare, Medicaid, HUD, food stamps, the things that people... a student loan forgiveness program, and things that people depend on or utilize. And I don't want to use the word depend. I want to say utilize as a buffer in order to get back on their feet. Be very clear. The United States higher education system partly is a scam. And the reason why I say it's partly a scam is that very rarely you will make the money back that you spent in student loans. If you decide to get a bachelor, your money that you can make that is comparable to what a bachelor's, you know, wage is, will not compare depending on how much you spend in student loans. Master's, PhD, your Juris Doctorate, you know, law degree. If you want to, if you want to, you know, if you aspire to get higher degrees, like, for example, your master's program, you know, you can get good grades in high school and get your, you know, your bachelor's paid for through scholarships. That you can do. And if you work hard in, you know, your undergrad, there's scholarships that you can get in your master's. However, if you decide to get your PhD, you got to pay for that and you have to get loans. And so to cut the forgiveness program, which was set in place to have people to work in the areas of humanities and teaching and stuff like that. You know, if you're going to go teach, hey, let's pay these loans. You know, we'll forgive those loans. That's threatening to get cut. So now, will this pass the Senate, or this would, you know, will this total bill get approved? More than likely not. But the fact that he put it out there shows where his priorities are. Make no bones about it. The United States government is the highest, the most wealthiest organization probably in the world outside of the Vatican. The Vatican might have more money than the United States defense. What more do we need? We are the most highly skilled, highly trained, most technological advanced organization in the world, yet more money is put toward defense and money is being cut from programs needed to buffer you when you have issues in the world. So in full transparency, yes, I receive food assistance because of the size of my family. The amount of money that I make is not enough to adequately support my family in certain areas. Now, I'm not sitting on my butt just chilling. I'm working hard every day, but I need help. And I need help as I aggressively look for other employment, therefore boosting my my salary and my quality of life financially. But I need help. And so when you cut those programs, man, you put people, having them to work longer, harder, staying longer times away from their families. And it's just a trickle down effect that could happen. So what if I had to get two jobs? I would never be able to be there for my family. And then with me not being there for my family could affect them in a negative way. And so these type of things all come out of who you elect, your elected officials. And so for my people who are, you know, hella woke and, you know, just don't want to be a part of the system, man, this stuff affects you too. And for those people who put party over just common sense and all, this affects you too. So I really want and encourage people, if you haven't registered to vote, please look in your area when is your, you know, the cutoff date that you need to be registered by. Is very important that we all go to the polls. We all go to the polls and we vote. We have to be a participant in the process. If not, I can only have an intellectual conversation with you up to a point. Then after that, I stop. I just stop, because everything that you do, it involves voting. So please check that out. Please make sure you are writing, calling your elected officials, and please let them know that they work for you, not the other way around. So please make sure that you put them to work. So, yeah. And as it relates to the XFL, man, my man, Pepper Johnson, you know, Chip Banks, or what, somebody just got fired like one day on the job, and they got fired as a defensive coordinator. So that... Yeah, Pepper Johnson, the Los Angeles Wildcats. Man, they fired Pepper Johnson after one day. You got to really be up. Dang, I know that's hard. You know, you start with the, you know, you start with the program and the franchise, and after one game, it's like, nah, man, we good. We already going to see how this going to go, so we going to go ahead and, you know, cut it off, you know, from the beginning. So, yeah. What is else out here in the neighborhood that we can discuss on the corner? Well, let me just go right to it, man. Let's go to what the Oh, the coronavirus, man. Make sure y'all stay. You know, I know I talked about it on another podcast, but make sure y'all really, you know, do your best to keep yourself healthy. Wash your hands, hand sanitizer if need be. Walk around with mask. You know, it's out there, man. It is out there bad, and it's not just the coronavirus. All kind of stuff that's going on out there, man. So just please make sure you keep yourself healthy, healthy, healthy. And if you sneeze, do not come around me. But I want to go ahead and just get to the topic at hand. And my take is popular. Anyone who is creating content is what they're talking about this week. So it's just about you, the listener and the consumer, to find out, get various points of views. But at the end of the day, you use your own. There was an interview by Ms. Gayle King conducted with Lisa Leslie. And a clip was released by CBS. And the clip of the interview, a portion was released. And it was questions that Gayle King asked of Lisa Leslie. Personally, when I first saw it, before I looked at anything of anyone else's opinion, I just said how distasteful those line of questionings were. And for me, it was, then I started to look at what other people said and their reactions. And then it escalated up until, you know, Uncle Snoop, he goes on his profanity-laced tirade and then, you know, called her out all about her name. Now, there's no I don't like to say there's no justifiable. You can do something and you can just be wrong. And I speak from this experience because I was in a situation years ago when I was dealing with a young lady and her mother didn't like me. I didn't like her mom. I didn't like the fact that her mom was talking to me sideways. And I remember vividly taking it to the point I snapped and I called the young lady who I'm messing with mama bitch. And I remember the hurt, disappointment, anger, rage that second took. And I remember vividly because I was in her house. And that's what made it even worse. You know, I was in the woman's house. And I remember the conversations that happened. I remember after the came out, I just remember feeling this remorse. I remember the woman calling my mom and saying how what type of son you raised and, you know, this and that. And, you know, I remember my mom not condoning what I did. She said, I'm not condoning what my son did. However, if he did that, you had to have done something in order for him to get that way. And I remember it was a time period, maybe about 3 months. And then I just went and apologized with all sincerity, tears in my eyes. I mean, I literally got down on my knee and just begged her for forgiveness. And she did. I'm pretty sure she never forgot it, but she said she did. And, you know, life moved on. And for me, when I saw Snoop do that, it took me back to that moment. And it took me back to that moment of hurt and regret I felt once I did it. Because it was, you know, I teach a class at the job I work at. And it's called the ABCs, Action, Behavior, and Consequence. And the only thing that you can control is your behavior, because the action is, you know, happened to you, but you control your behavior. And so in that instance, you know, I felt bad that Snoop and disappointed that he did that, because, you know, he has done a great job of showing the totality of his growth. He is a international icon. He is arguably probably the most recognizable person in the world. And this is going to take a hit. You know, he talks to kids. He has a Snoop League. He's made a gospel album. He's, you know, he's an artist. He's a philanthropist. He's all of that. But however, the cycle now is his language toward Gayle King. However, I made this post on social media. Sometimes we're so, you know, we want to prove our point so bad that we miss the point. And the point should have been, you know, one of the points is Gayle King and her distasteful interview. That was a point. It is Gayle King and the attack on the black man. That's the point. You know, because she was applauded for her public lynching of R. Kelly. And I call it that. She was a part of that. Because when she had the opportunity to do the same things, I believe, with Charlie Rose, it didn't happen. And when you... I heard a person say, and I'm going to just piggyback and I'm going to give my own summation of what this young lady said, who probably articulated it much better than I'm going to articulate it now. In the black household, we're just seen different. And so there's two conversations in America. There's the conversation of anytime a black celebrity is doing something, he or she is automatically vilified in the court of public opinion. And primarily with the black man, it's the fact that anytime there's any accusations brought up to a black man, against a black man, by a white woman, especially in the area of rape, he will always be guilty. Even when, if evidence shows that he's, for, you know, innocent, if the court decides he's innocent, he will always be guilty. So therefore, that line of questioning by Gayle King to Lisa Leslie, by a person, an icon, who hasn't even had a funeral yet. I don't even know if he's buried. Like, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, as my grandma would say, is not even cold in the grave. And this is the line of questioning that you want to bring up. And I'm going to have someone on very soon who's a part of, you know, the media, who can explain things a lot better than me. So this person has worked in media, and I'm going to yield to his experience in it when we do this interview. The one thing I will say as a consumer, it comes off a way, especially when we know you've had ample opportunity to address this man one-on-one, and then you have ample opportunity to, when your white counterpart get accused for the same thing, you don't go after it, or you're not selected to do that interview. Is R. Kelly guilty? More than likely, 97% yes. But it's funny that you had that. And a lot of people applauded Gayle King, and I didn't. I didn't like it. I didn't like it when she did it to him. So she wasn't a shero when she did it. And now to do this, and what was the bad part about it, when she minimize Lisa Leslie's experience with Kobe Bryant, said, well, you wouldn't know because you're his friend. Now you're interjecting. And one thing I do, the one part of journalism I do know, is when it comes to objectivity, is that you don't want to be a part of this. You're not being a part of the story. Don't make the story about you. And when once you did that, as to almost, and you discredited her experience, you crossed the line. And one thing that, you know, is said that, well, she has a job that she has to do, just like everybody has a job they have to do. And that is a true statement, truly stated. Just for me, it's that it's just you have to have morals and ethics with it. Because at the end of the day, when they fire her, because one day she's going to, something's going to happen and CBS is going to let her go, then you might want to, you know, that's all you're going to have to hold on to is your integrity and your character. And then you had Oprah Winfrey come out defending her because that's her friend, because you're supposed to defend your friend. So I'm not mad at you defending your friend. But again, Oprah Winfrey still has not come out and apologized for the Michael Jackson. She still hasn't done that. And you're aggressively and you're going to put together this documentary by Russell Simmons. But your friend, Harvey Weinstein, you are the most powerful black woman in the United States, especially when it comes to media. And you did not lift a finger to put a documentary about Harvey Weinstein. So if we're talking about women's rights, how come he's not being brought up? And as black people, we see that. And we're not stupid. And we're just sitting there and we're tired of us attacking, being attacked, especially the black men being attacked. Now, the thing that's been left out of all of this is the fact no one is considering how Vanessa Bryant feels. Again, her husband, her daughter, the other families involved. Some of them haven't even had funerals or memorials. And this is what you do? It's just not right. It's not right. And the point that's going to be, you know, talked about is what Snoop did. But we're not talking about, and to me, the bigger point is, how do we conduct ourselves as African Americans in the public? Because, again, we're not a monolithic group of people. And, you know, I am a proponent. If you say something public, you open yourself up to public scrutiny. But how can we do it in a way within our own community that is just, we just have to do better? You know, it's a situation, you know, if you really want to know how people feel about you, fall from grace. Do something that, you know, and you will see, especially in our community, how people view you. And I just, you know, it's just sad, man. I feel bad for, you know, Gail Kim, because she shouldn't have death threats. I just don't agree with what she did in her job, but she shouldn't have death threats. She's 70, you know, something years old. And that's somebody's mom. That's somebody's grandmother. That's somebody's friend. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's cousin. And we need to protect our women. However, our women need to protect us. And it's okay to say, you know what? I'm not going to ask that question. I don't care who you are. No, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking that. Now, you and Lisa Leslie could have that conversation offline. I'm not saying that there's topics that can't be discussed. I'm not saying there's things, but there's just a way that you can do it that's tasteful. So therefore, you continue to represent our people in a good way. But if you make a mistake, I don't believe that a person should just be just castrated the way, especially the black man. Now, if you make a mistake and you do a crime, black man, you deserve the consequences of your crime. R. Kelly, you deserve to go to jail. You deserve also the space to be behind bars because he did some heinous things, allegedly, with a lot of proof behind it, to some young ladies. And he deserves to pay for it. I'm going to be the first to say that. But his documentary, you know, where's the, you know, Surviving Harvey documentary? Where's that? But it's awful funny when it comes to our people that we are the ones that get publicly lynched all the time. We get lynched in every area. We get lynched physically, we get lynched mentally by not having space where a man can come and talk about his trauma, especially when it comes to molestation. We don't have that space. Sorry, we don't. So we're getting lynched, you know, mentally. We're getting lynched emotionally because, again, you know, we get called toxic just for standing up for, you know, so now we can't show our emotion. And it's women that's doing this to us and men. And, you know, so it's just bad, man. And as a people, we just have to do better. I can only speak for my people because it's in proximity. Yes, I'm pretty sure white people talk about white people, Chinese people talk about Chinese people, and for Latinos, Native Americans, Scandinavians, I'm pretty sure Germans, you know, I'm pretty sure people within their own ethnic group talk about each other in a certain way, and they want their ethnic group a certain amount of pride. But as an African American, we just got to do better. We got to do better. So, again, my prayers to Gayle King. I'm not anti-Gayle King. She made a mistake, in my personal opinion, or she made a judgment call that I don't agree with. But I'm not going to wish any ill will or harm to her. She does need to be checked, and that's it. And then let her be able to regroup and go forward and live her life right. Snoop, Uncle Snoop, you made a mistake, in my opinion. I don't agree with what you did. But you know what? You should be allowed to process it and move forward and be able to live your life and can continue to keep going. You know, I totally believe that. So, you know, to everybody's involved, but most importantly, let's be respectful to the Bryant family. Let's be respectful to the Bryant family, because in all of this, the point of it all, you know, the point of it all, that was the part that was missed. She wasn't protected. The family wasn't protected. And this is just another way, an ugly way that they have to deal with this trauma that they're already doing their best. So first and foremost, that's who my prayers and my, you know, thoughts concentrated on is that. So thank you. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. But if you have something different, please make sure that you continue to interact with me. You can reach me at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And follow me, share, like, retweet, stream, download, and I love you, man. So with that being said, I want to say I love, I trust, and I respect each and every last one of you. This is Ken's Corner Podcast, signing out. See you next week. Peace.